The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. Cure SMA offers U.S. patients free tools to boost their independence. Cure SMA is offering free independence assistance packages to teenagers and adults with spinal muscular atrophy in the U.S. to assist with everyday living or to help make living on their own possible. The Teen and Adult Independence Assistance Package is meant to supplement the nonprofit organization support package, which became available in 2018. The new resource was created based on feedback from those who received the support kit. Items included were found to make daily living easier. SMA, an autosomal regressive neurodegenerative disorder, is characterized by progressive muscle weakness that affects activities such as breathing and walking, making everyday activities and functions more difficult. Along with funding SMA research and care, Cure SMA provides thousands of individuals and their families with vital support and resources that help them navigate life with SMA. The organization states on a webpage introducing the assistance package. The new items include a Logitech Blue Snowball mic. This USB equipment amplifies soft voices and provides clear audio for communicating, creating, and recording. It comes in handy when using Skype or FaceTime and the like. Users can create recordings with the microphone that also has sound capture capabilities. Plug and play are included for use with a Mac or personal computer. No drivers are needed. Wi-Fi smart plugs. This smartphone app controls devices that are connected to a smart plug when users are online. It can be controlled through Alexa or Google Home Assistant. Travel UV sanitizing wand. This tool uses ultraviolet light to reduce levels of microscopic pathogens and some other germs by up to 99.9%. It can be used on hard and soft surfaces. Universal cup holder. The holder fits most wheelchairs and may be used with different size cups. Telescopic metal straws. These reusable and portable straws are compatible with most glasses or other containers. Jar opener with base pad. This tool opens all size jars. The accompanying base pad keeps the jar secure on the counter or other surface. Kitchen tools set. Several kitchen gadgets are provided, including a 6-in-1 can opener, a 5-in-1 bottle opener, and a 3-in-1 jar opener. Recipients must have a confirmed SMA diagnosis and be at least 13 years old. For any questions, send an email to supportpackage@curesma.org. supportpackage@curesma.org. The patient resource is funded in part by the biopharmaceutical company, Biogen.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. One of my favorite films is Rushmore, a coming-of-age comedy from one of cinema's most imaginative directors, Wes Anderson. Rushmore tells the story of quirky teenager Max Fisher, an ambitious playwright who prioritizes everything but his academics. He joins every club available at his preparatory school, becomes smitten with an elementary teacher, and engages in a bitter rivalry with a disillusioned businessman, played by Bill Murray. Like many other Anderson films, Rushmore centers on a deeply flawed protagonist who remains confined to an awkward stage of adolescence. Watching Max fumble through multiple scenes is endearing and comical, particularly when he plays opposite Murray's character. It isn't until the end of the film that Max finally matures, relinquishing both his childish feud with Murray and his outlandish crush on an older woman. While I like to think that I'm not as immature or ignorant as Max, I do relate to the sheer absurdity and eccentric nature of his adventures. Just as Max juggles debate team, fencing, beekeeping, French club, track and field, and a dozen other commitments, managing SMA is like keeping up with a never-ending list of extracurriculars. I wrote about my chair malfunctioning and my caregiver's car catching on fire in recent weeks. No other incidents of that caliber to report lately, but even the more mundane days take their toll on me. Something as seemingly minuscule as a stomachache or physical discomfort can leave me feeling drained. Since starting aquatic therapy in 2015 and Spinraza in 2017, my energy levels have improved significantly. I'm able to work full-time and maintain a healthy social life, and I haven't been hospitalized with a major illness since February 2018. Yet, even with treatments and physical gains, I'm still not immune to fatigue. Fatigue can hit me with or without warning, and it doesn't care whether or not I'm trying to make it through another workday. My friend and colleague Bailey, a columnist for Cystic Fibrosis News Today, referenced a conversation we had in one of her recent columns. Since developing issues with hand agility, which is something I'm acutely familiar with, she asked me over text how I manage. "How do you handle it?" she asked me. I was flattered to receive a shout-out from Bailey, especially because she has a massive social media following and made me feel a bit like a celebrity. Her comments about how I move more in a day than most do in a lifetime, and how she wants to be more like me in terms of resilience, were touching. As someone who admires her work and advocacy, I greatly appreciated her compliments. However, the reality is that I'm no more resilient than any other person I know in rare disease communities. There are plenty of days when I'm beaten, drained, and exhausted. I've had plenty of moments of anger and frustration over being unable to turn a page of a book or move my hand across my tray. Some days, I really want to just stay in bed and not have to deal with caregiving, fatigue, or catheter leaks. I love my body and my identity as a disabled person, but that doesn't mean that my dysfunctional muscle-brain communication system doesn't wear me out. SMA affects people in different ways, but all of us in this community know that it can impact us mentally and emotionally as much as it does physically. No matter how resilient or adaptable we are, we're still susceptible to bad days and burnout. I know I am. In my life, there are days when I feel like Iron Man, and other days when I feel like Max Fisher, bumbling my way through life and taking on way more than I can handle. That's life with SMA, a constant balance between order and chaos, success and comical failure. Still, I'll take the super SMA-er compliments any day. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.